Friends and families of two Boston area residents kidnapped in Egypt last week are celebrating today. Yesterday, Lissa Alphonse of Everett and Michelle Lewis, a pastor from Dorchester, were released along with an Egyptian tour guide. They were on a religious pilgrimage in Egypt when an armed man took them from their tour bus. Reports on CNN this morning say Alphonse and Lewis have reunited with their families in Israel. WBUR's Dolores Handy was in Dorchester yesterday when the news came that Pastor Lewis would be coming home.
At the Free Pentecostal Church of God in Christ on Harvard Street, there was overwhelming joy among parishioners such as Aline Lalane.
I'm so happy to hear him released. It's a joy.
After days of prayer, she and fellow church members are rejoicing in the news that their pastor, Michelle Lewis, has been released. Lewis's eldest son, Gene, says his father was still traveling on the road when the family was put in touch with a convoy.
With a convoy that has Pastor Michelle in there, and we were able to talk to him via satellite phone.
Son Daniel says their father sounded in good spirits.
We were waiting to hear his voice. He told us he loved us, and so that's all we needed.
Asked about the health of their father, who's 61 years old and diabetic, son Nathaniel said,
"Let me tell you, just by his voice, we can tell you it's our normal father."
As for what his father had to say about the way he was treated while being held captive, son Daniel says they didn't ask those questions.
All we asked him was, "Is he okay?"
Right.
He
That's
said,
it.
"Yes, he is. He's on his way home. To God be the glory."
Daughter Deborah Lewis says the family is overwhelmingly happy to hear from their father. They're now sending out thanks to everyone, including Senators Brown and Kerry, for their father's release.
We're grateful to everybody that reached out to us, and at the moment, we're just waiting for his arrival.
There's no word yet on just when Reverend Michelle Lewis will return to Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.